This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin said after talks with Chinese leader Xi Jinping on Tuesday, Chinese proposals could be used as the basis of a peace settlement in Ukraine, but the West and Kyiv were not yet ready. Putin accused Western powers of fighting to the last Ukrainian after talks with Xi in the Kremlin, which Putin said showed the growing trade, energy, and political ties between China and Russia. Describing his talks with Putin as, quote, open and friendly, Xi reiterated China's so-called neutral position on Ukraine and called for dialogue. Asia's stake in Europe's war was made crystal clear when leaders of the region's two richest countries sat in the capitals of Russia and Ukraine in strong support of the opposing sides. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma explains.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida paid a surprise visit to Kyiv on the other side of the front lines. The visits come as tensions grow between the two regional rivals and top economic powers. China's seeking to expand its influence, and Japan has responded by increasing its defense spending and deepening ties with the US and its allies. While Xi's trip is meant to send a message to the West that its efforts to isolate Moscow over the invasion of Ukraine have fallen short, Kishida in Ukraine strongly underlines the global nature of the opposition to the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen told bankers on Tuesday she is prepared to intervene to protect depositors in smaller U.S. banks suffering deposit runs that threaten more contagion amid the worst financial system turmoil in more than a decade, in a speech aimed at calming nerves rattled by two prominent bank failures this month. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA.